Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's some exciting things going to happen. I'm excited about today. I'm excited about the future. And it's kind of, people think, well, why are you so excited? Because, well, I already went through all that phase already.
That's
that you're,
right.
that you're going through right now. I already knew that was going to happen. That's being fulfilled. Prophecy's history in advance, but once the prophecy's being fulfilled, it's called the present. So now, what am I prophesying about the future? That it's good for the church. It's good for those who come after God. It's exciting. It's the real deal. You know what I'm saying? It's the tangible presence of the very God who separates us from that which is not of Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I was reading. Well, actually, God spoke to me. He spoke to me these words because we're focusing on, and I think about, you know, my spiritual father, John Kilpatrick, was talking about it, and also with what God revealed to us through Jehoshaphat and understanding facing impossible odds with God brings potential victories from our enemies, and then God confirming through a young man, Jonathan, the very same, I mean, just convergence, you know, of what was going on. And I love what, you know, Brother Kilpatrick was communicating. It was that the church has lost our focus on the heavenly host.
Hmm.
And what Elijah was doing, and this is what God spoke to my spirit, and in 2 Kings chapter 6, you know, he's talking here, the Word of God is talking, sharing with us about, as he's speaking to Elisha is speaking to his servant, those walking with God's leadership, that they just couldn't see. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't see. And so he prayed. He says, Lord, give him eyes to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure what he's probably saying, help him see what we're doing here. You know what I'm saying? Because he's telling me more about the worldly armies versus your armies.
That's right.
He don't see the heavenly host that's around me. Mm-hmm. He don't understand how awesome you are, that you're above all things and you are over all things, and your heavenly host is greater than anything even the fallen angels, the demons can do. I mean, you're just greater than all of that.
That's right.
But those that are following me, all they're talking about is the horizontal army, and they can't see the vertical army. They don't see the heavenly host.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, by the way, that can really affect your walk in God, because if you're called to lead and all they do is talk about, look at the dark thing, look at they're big. Look, do you see how big that is? Mm-hmm. Do you see how small you are? Did you see, you know, you remember what, you know, all that kind of stuff is like, thank you. I appreciate the counsel about cursing God and dying, but I'm just not going to take that advice right now. Right? Job's comforters.
That's
like,
right.
Whew, I'm glad I believe in God and the heavenly host, because I'm just trusting in his plan through this.
Mm-hmm.
And so here Elijah traps in these soldiers that are coming in, because the king of Israel is just so frustrated, which is, I believe it's King Ahab's son, you know, is taken over, and Elisha is the spiritual son of Elijah. And so all of a sudden, when this enemy would come in to come against Israel, God would just share his watchman on the wall. He would let the watchman on the wall know this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Even an evil king listened to the prophet.
Wow.
I mean, even Ahab's son listened to what God was saying. And we think, oh, there's hope for America. There's hope for America because of God. But listen, people who say they know God and they say that they're for God, and they're not even, they say they're not walking in evil, they don't even listen to what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's like, I'm not everybody, but enough. And it's like, this evil, I mean, the son of Ahab, I mean, it's almost a dead shot against you when you're Ahab's son. I mean, think about it. Every morning you're eating breakfast with Jezebel and Ahab.
That ain't good.
There it goes again. Oh my goodness, he's acting like he's the one leading this thing, but I know she's going to get her way.
Mm.
It's going to be, oh my goodness, she's slamming dishes and stuff's going, oh my goodness. And next thing you know, they walk out and he stands out front like he's the king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And she stands back with her arms crossed, and he does exactly what his son heard at the breakfast table.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns the entire nation, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying, right? I'm just saying. You know, and please correct me if I'm wrong.
Hey.
Yeah. Right. And so.
No interruptions here.
Right. And so a whole nation gets turned. And so this is the son. I mean, it's, a lot of things are dead set against mm-hmm. him outside of him humbling himself and just saying, dear God, that was all wrong. I got to mm-hmm. serve God rightly. And so here he is, but he's listening to Elijah.
Mm.
And so this whole army would come up against, you know, the Arabs would basically come up against, you know, Israel.
Mm.
It's been happening a long time. So don't, you know, people are like, this has never happened before.
Genesis. Arab,
yeah. Right.
Well,
and so he would say, you know, God would reveal, you know, this is what's going on. If you go back and listen to VFN radio, we have it available for you. You can hear what's going on. And then the king, you know, he did take down a few high places and stuff, but he left up some other medium places.
Mm.
And, but he was evil, as he's described. And so he would go. I mean, he would listen. When Elisha said, this is where the enemy's going to be gathering, he would actually go there mm-hmm. and check it out. And finally, this king is there. This king would go, how is he finding out? You know, how is Ahab's son, king of Israel, how is he finding out? Mm. And he calls all of his folks in.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. You should get very, I mean, there's more for you than against you. You have to understand this. If you don't believe that, you're not going to listen to what God's saying. You're going to create your own Jeroboam. And that was his issue, by the way. The issue with Ahab's son was he continued with the sins of Jeroboam, which he did things his own way. Mm. He went about things his own way. That was, he's a curse for it. You know. And so in the context of that, but he still would go and look. And he would go and look, and whatever, you know, God would reveal to Elijah, Elijah would reveal it to him. And then, and so these people who are trapped by darkness outside of God's folks, which, by the way, the king was under darkness, but this is the mercies of God. And so God's protecting the people that Ahab's son's over.
Mm.
And finally, this king calls everybody in. This Arab king calls everybody in and goes, who's telling? Who, every time we have a war room discussion, every time we discuss something and we lay things out and our strategies out, who's got their iPhone bugged here? Who's the one streaming out what we're saying? Who's the one telling our secrets? How in the world? And he says, who's for me? And they're all like, we're for you. We are totally for you. We're totally for you. This is what they said. We're totally for you. But then they said, but, and that's what I want to talk to you about. Mm. I mean, I'm talking to you about a but, that if you'll get on the right side of this but, this B-U-T, I'm telling you, There's more for you than against you if you're on the right side of this butt, B-U-T. This is what he says. He says, none of us, we're for you, oh Lord King. Oh my goodness, we're all for you. But Elijah, you know, how can one woman and one man rock two nations? You know why? Because it's actually God rocking the nation. It's not that man. It's not that woman. They're just hearing God. And telling you as a watchman on the wall what's going on, which means this. You can focus and think it's a man or a woman, but you're not battling against man. Mm. You're battling and warring against God. If you lay your hands on God's anointed one he's using, I mean, think about it. You've got, I mean, think how, that's wow, you know? And they don't mind because they're going to be with God. They're not concerned about that. They just know that their life weighs in the balance if they don't tell you that's what God's telling them. He says their blood will be on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, no, we're for you, we're for you. But they have a secret agent. No, but Elijah, the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, I'm seeing here. And you think, you know, a lot of times people live their life by their bedroom conversations and get offended with people who hear those conversations, not understanding, well, that's how they're responding to you because they hear with a loud voice from the Lord what you're saying. And they're thinking, I didn't tell you nothing. You didn't tell me. I didn't say you told me anything. You can hear God will reveal what your enemy is saying and what spirit is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so God already knows everything. Remember he told Moses, you know, these folks over here are talking in their tent against me, and I want you to go deal with that.
Mm.
You know, and God mm-hmm. hears everything
right.
in the context of that. And so God was revealing what he heard to his prophet. And so this is his response. Okay, obviously, then we've got to take out this top secret agent called a prophet. Got to take him out. That'll work. Let's just take him out. So he says, go find out where he's at. This king ordered. So we can send men and we can capture him. I mean, you're talking about capturing God's sent man. You're talking about capturing a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's going to stop it.
Good luck with that.
You know, they tried. Yeah, how many times they stoned prophets and killed the prophets? But guess what? God's still alive.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
God is up another one. Still. That's right. Lurries up another one. And then the one you just killed will be looking over the banister of heaven going, please listen to this one.
Right.
Please listen to this one. Why the stones that you hit him with or her with, they wear as a badge of honor in the presence of God because they've known him in the fellowship of his suffering and power. You only bring them rewards when they suffer for the cause of Christ. Understand that. So you not only are you not going to stop God, but you're actually elevating that man or woman in the presence of God. Because like Stephen, you're actually, every stone that hit him was another badge of honor that you can lay down and say, I did go through something for you.
Many of the scriptures talk about Jesus being seated on a throne. But when Stephen was being stoned, he saw the Lord standing.
Looking.
And it's like the Lord was honoring him.
Mm.
And my goodness.
That's powerful.
To fellowship, you know, to know Jesus and the fellowship of suffering. I think that when we get to heaven, I think many people are going to be very sad when they realize I didn't get the honor
right.
of suffering. Right. They ran from suffering all their life
yeah,
and they didn't get the honor of suffering for Christ.
Yeah, yeah. And you think about this. You think about, you know, when Elijah was hearing from the Lord, he was like a watchman on the wall, and he would actually tell the king of Israel about the attacks and the things the enemy was planning against him. And even the evil king listened.
Mm-hmm.
To the watchman. Even an evil king listened to the prophet of God. We have people, folks in America right now, who declare that they know Jesus and they're saved, but they don't, I mean, 81% don't even pick up the Bible, much mm-hmm. less listen to a prophet. You know what I'm saying? Much less, yeah, I mean, right. If you don't pick up the Bible, if you don't even read the word, you know you're not going to listen to somebody who's speaking.
Well, mm-hmm. of course, if they think they're going to get something, then they're all ears.
Yeah, they're all ears. And some, not that, I mean, you know, some, right? Some.
Yeah.
Some, and then 97%, of that 19%, right? What's it? How many?
90% actually abide, but only 3%
do what God says.
Do what God says. I really feel they're responsible for their own spiritual development.
So I'm speaking to the 3%. We've got. Listen, he says, if, you know, would you spare Sodom and Gomorrah if? And it's like, okay, 3% arise. You got this 1%, 99%. We're just talking to 3%, you know, a 3% arise. We know that you're going to follow God.
Mm.
And so here he is. He's trying to, you know, I'm going to read in the area of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8, because this thing's going on. And all of a sudden, you know, this king is trying to figure out, how is this king of Israel figuring out our plans? Mm. And he found out, hey, there's a prophet over there. This God's revealing to them even the stuff that you're saying in your bedroom. He hears God hears uh-huh. everything, and he's revealing it to the man of God named Elijah. And so he says, listen, I want you to go out and go out where he is, and so I can send men to capture him.
Mm.
The report came back to him as he's in Dothan, and that's not Alabama, but he's in Dothan. Then once he found out where the prophet was who was hearing, they sent horses and chariots and a strong force there to be able to capture him. And they, that particular night, they surrounded the entire city.
Mm.
I mean, think about it. One man. God's so awesome. You have to understand, people are looking at him as one man, but you don't realize there was a whole heavenly host around this man.
Mm.
It had nothing to do, because he's a man like everybody else is a man. I mean, read it. Book of James, he talks about it. You know, Elijah and everybody's a man
mm-hmm.
in the context of that. And we trust God. Mm-hmm. And so here they're surrounding the whole town to get this one man, but they don't realize what they can't see. They're thinking they're surrounding a heavenly host. I mean, they think they're surrounding this man, but they got a heavenly host all around them fixing to be smacked. It's going to be a smackdown
mm-hmm.
if God doesn't hold back and have mercy on these guys. And God realizes they're being sent there by a paranoid, schizophrenic king who's worried about his own thing and trying to hurt his people. And if you hurt Israel, you're going to be hurt.
No doubt.
So when his servant, the whole town's surrounded right now. When his servant, the servant of this man of God, of Elisha, which is those that are working with the leadership, when he got up and went out early the next morning, an army of horses and chariots had surrounded the city. So he's looking in the natural sense. He's looking at the horizontal argument. He's looking at what the adversaries put together, this dark cloud on the horizon. And of course, he comes back and he says, "The tent's gone. The tent's gone." No, I'm sorry.
Flashback.
Give me a moment before I get there. Right. And he says, "Oh no! Oh no, my lord! What shall we do?" The servant asked. He's like, What's going on? My iPhone alarm hadn't woke me up yet. And he says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And look at yourself right now. Look yourself in the mirror. Look at the people by you and say, don't be afraid." That's what I'm telling you right now. Don't be afraid. The prophet answers those that were following him, those he was leading. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And this is the thing is, you can see them with your natural eye, but you can only see God's heavenly host with your spiritual eye and by faith. Only by faith will these things happen. By faith, they conquered the enemy. By faith, they led nations. By faith, they went through. It's faith. And God releases in your life the heavenly host to back you up in the context of his story, his narrative, which is greater than the narrative of children of darkness. And Elijah then prays, because obviously his those following him is going to need some help. Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. He's talking about those that's actually coming with him, right? He's just walking with him. It's like, man, I thought you was with me here. I thought you was with me. Then the Lord opened his servant's eyes, Elijah's servant's eyes, and he looked and he saw a hill full of horses and chariots of fire. I mean, fuego, you know what I'm saying? Fire all around Elisha. Think about it. Elisha had fire around him. They had angels around him. Like, imagine this. I mean, you have folks that saying that they're walking with God, and they might be, and they might not. That the only way to test that is to
touch one.
Touch one.
I don't recommend it.
You know, I actually had somebody. Well, I don't want to say that. But, you know, Moses was surprised when he found out that when Miriam was talking about him, that all of a sudden her body started falling apart. I mean, he didn't know that was the strategic plan, what God was going to do. And he's going like, "You're just like spitting on me." You know, he was like, "What happened there?" He's like, "Oh, dear God." She didn't know what she was doing, you know. And this is where the church is going to rise to its place, because this is who we're supposed to be. All of us are supposed to walk with God and hear him and abide with him. And he goes on, he says, "And as the enemy came down towards him, Elijah prayed that the Lord, he prayed to God now, strike this army with blindness. Strike this army with blindness." And so God responded, and guess what? He struck him with blindness. He struck him with blindness, just like Elijah asked. And you think about it. I mean, I've sensed this, you know, because Ananias and Sapphira is in the New Testament, by the way, the New Covenant. And so is Eli. Eli's in the New Covenant. Remember, Eli's like, "Oh, you're going to have to be blind, son." You know, and he's just, remember him when he was coming up with Paul? And Paul's like, "This is a prophet. This is a prophet. This is a prophet." This is his very first thing. He has Jay-Z attacking him through this man, some, you know, warlock dude. And so he's like, "Be blind," you know, and all of a sudden he's blinded. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's what it's going to have to take. Sad to say, it's going to have to take the power of God and people that are willing to say, in the fear of the Lord, not to hurt you, not to harm you, but in hopes that you'll be saved. Something's going to have to happen to you. And all those around you who are following you will quit following your false darkness and start following the light. So Elijah told them, he says, then he talks to these blind people that are coming to attack him. Now they can't see anymore. "This is not the road. This is not the city. Follow me and I'll show you." So he's basically leading these blind folks And he leads them all the way to the king of Israel. Mm-hmm. And he gets to the king of Israel, and the king of Israel says, what should I do? Should I kill him, or what should I do? And he says, well, you know, we got these guys right here. We're going to kill these guys? Let's just give them something to eat and send them back home. And all of a sudden, he asked God not to take the blinders off of them. They could see again. They went back home, and guess what? They never messed with Israel again. God knows what to do. It's time for us to understand there's more for us than against us. If you're on God's side, he knows the conversation your enemies are having, even in their bedrooms. He don't need Snowden. He don't need Google. He don't need all that kind of stuff. He knows, and he can tell you if you abide with him. I'm praying, this is my prayer for you, that God will open your eyes, that you can see the true thing that's eternal, which is the things that you don't see, because the things that you do see are temporary, and they're fading away. But the heavenly host is forever, forever. And as we'll find out, if you're at the VFN Dream Center, I want to encourage you, if you haven't joined us online, join us on the stream, join us on VFN Radio, or join us on the Emerald Coast every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. You can join us on VFN Radio also at 10:30 a.m. Central Time and 3 p.m. For a replay of what happened there. That darkness is fading away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you joined the dark party, if you've joined Lucifer's party, and you're thinking, we got it now, your party's going to lose. I mean, it's fading away. It's all going to end just suddenly. Suddenly, you're not going to be popular anymore. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, all this stuff that you have, it's just like, you're going to be thrown with your daddy into the lake of fire, sulfur, right?
That's right.
So it's just darkness is fading away. Even though it looks like it's increasing, you have to understand, darkness has always been here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus has brought the light. And what it is he's just going to just wrap it all up. He's going to take all that junk, and he's going to put it in the pits of hell where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be no more. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. No more tears, no more sickness, no more disease in the presence of who we were created to be in all of our life. It doesn't make sense to you if you don't know him and if you don't abide with him. But once you know him and abide with him, this makes so much sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were designed for him. You are designed. You're like a piece of puzzle that fits right into his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a piece of puzzle that fits right into your heart. When you come together, this whole creation just makes sense to you.
Mm.
And there's no drug, there's no money, there's nothing you can gain in this life that matches the presence of the one who created you.
Mm.
But you have to want him. Mm-hmm. Religion is about forcing conversion, and so it's not going to happen. If that's happening, that's not God. You have to want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be with you. But the question is, what are you going to choose? And the enemy has convinced a lot of folks through religion today that you can have him and Lucifer too. You can bow down before the cross of Christ, and you can bow down before the altars of Lucifer.
Don't work like that.
And just be as excited about both of them. And it's interesting too, not only that you can even spend more time at Lucifer's altar than the few moments you spend at the cross on a Sunday at 11 a.m. Think about it. And by the way, it's a paradigm that's demonic and it's not true.
Right.
Mm. You have to choose who you're going to serve.
Mm.
This is what I see the questions coming up. I feel it just roaring inside of me. Church in America, choose who's God.
Mm. Mm.
If Baal's God, if the work of your hand's God, if that bull in front of the stock market's God, if the work of your hand is God, serve him. But if God is God, God whose son is Jesus Christ, if he's God, then serve him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For he's the God that answers by fire.
That's right.
He's the one whose angels, the heavenly hosts, have chariots of fire. Isn't that awesome?
Beautiful.
Oh my goodness. Mm. I am pumped. Hey, listen. Listen, if you want to be on the winning side, all you have to do is say, dear God, I've sinned.
Mm-hmm.
I've served other gods. I've lived for darkness. I live for myself. But I want you. And I know the only way to you, because you're holy and you're righteous and you're perfect, but you love me. You love me so much that you gave your son on behalf of me so that I could be in your presence, Jesus.
Mm.
He paid the price so that I could be. You gave your son so that I could be with you. And Jesus, you laid it down so that I could be with you and the Father. and you eagerly anticipated doing this. Listen, I want to make you the Lord of my life. You are worth dying for. No, 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 no. You are worth living for.
That's right.
Because dying would be easy. But I want to spend the rest of my days, whatever days that you've numbered and predestined for my life, I want to spend them living fully, dedicated, devoted, all yours. I'm yours, God.
Mm.
Like Toby Mac says, I'm yours. I mean, think about it. Sold out, like Coach McCartney said, right?
Mm-hmm.
All in. I mean, 100%. And if that's you right now, listen, we want to hear from you. Contact us. Go to VFNTV.com and go back to the content area. Let us know that you've made a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. We have some great things available for you. Also, you can go to meetmyfather.org, and it can walk you through the decision you just made, understand a little bit of our stories, but also give you some answers at the end of where you can contact us and let us know. That's meetmyfather.org. Listen, if you made that decision, welcome to the family. You're now my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're now my sister. Guess what? Jesus is your Lord, and God is your Father. And now you are an heir of the creator of the universe, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and soon to be his bride.
Mm.
Is that not awesome?
Wow.
Awesome.
Welcome to the family of God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. And yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.